Welcome to the LeanZone.com podcast, where we discuss construction contracts, liens, and bonds. And now, our host, Alex Barthet.
Hi, my name is Alex Barthet. I'm a construction lawyer at the Barthet Firm. Today, we're going to talk about four very specific contract provisions. They include the merger clause, limitations on liability, governing law and venue, and attorney's fees and costs. Let's get started. First, let's talk about merger clauses. A merger clause is a written provision that says, to the extent you and I discuss, either verbally or in writing, any contract provision, if it doesn't exist in the contract we're signing today, it doesn't exist at all. Let me give you an example. Let's say you and I are negotiating this contract and I exchange emails with you and it says that you're going to pay me every 15 days. The contract, in contrast, says that you're going to pay me only every 30 days. If the contract contains a merger clause, then the courts will construe that merger clause to mean that the fact that you were negotiating payment terms at 15 days is of no moment. What the court is going to look at is what are the terms of payment in the contract that you signed. So what do you need to remember? If you have negotiations and discussions about provisions in your contract, if they are not written in the contract you're signing that contains a merger clause, then they don't exist as far as the court is concerned. Next is limitations of liability. Construction is a very risky business, and there are lots of things that could go wrong. And if they do go wrong, they could be very, very expensive. Consequential damages, while they flow from the contract, extend beyond the scope of the direct contract. Let me give you an example.
This episode is brought to you by the Miami Construction Forum. This invitation-only group of construction professionals of all sizes and trades meets monthly for an informal lunch-and-learn session on current topics of interest, from getting paid and safety to bonding and insurance. To see the upcoming topics and request your invitation, visit MiamiConstructionForum.com.
A classic owner claim for consequential damages would be if the job were late, then they may have lost rent or have additional costs associated with a construction loan that wasn't converted to a permanent loan. It would be nice if your contract included what's called a waiver of consequential damages. Such a provision is relatively standard. It's even included as a standard provision in the AIA contracts. Next is governing law and venue. Most written agreements include such a provision because it dictates where and how a dispute will be resolved. If you're doing business in Florida, you've been exposed to Florida law. It would be nice to have Florida law govern your contract. However, parties are free to negotiate the use of other laws from other jurisdictions. One example we had recently was a case in which a client based in Alabama performed a project in the Bahamas, and the parties used New York law to govern their transaction, all of which was perfectly legal. When you review your contract, make sure that it includes a provision dictating what law will govern and where the dispute will take place. If you have any ability to negotiate those terms, it's important that you try to have the law of the state that you're in, as well as the venue where the project is located, govern. Finally, let's talk about the attorney's fees provision in your contract. In the construction setting, there are two specific statutes that are used most often. If you file a lien or assert a bond claim, both of those statutes typically include the right to recover your attorney's fees. The other way to recover your attorney's fees in the state of Florida is if you sign a written agreement, and that written agreement provides for the recovery of attorney's fees. Sometimes attorney's fees dictate the outcome of a case, and the ability to recover those fees is crucial. So, when you're reviewing your contract, make sure that it includes a provision so that the prevailing party, hopefully you, will be able to recover your attorney's fees. Having these four provisions in your contract will ensure that you can protect your bottom line.
Thanks for listening to the LeanZone.com podcast. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or in your favorite podcast app. For articles, videos, and forums on this and other construction topics, head over to theleanzone.com.